So today's daf Kuf Aleph. Today's daf for Chos Refu Shleim of Chaim Ben Rachel, and we are on the top of Kuf Aleph. So the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa which has a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, almost identical to the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah, just using a different item. So Tana Rabbanan. So Hanosin Eitzim LaCharash. So I give my wood to a charash, a cheresh, a charash, who's a carpenter. I give it to a carpenter. La'asos mehen kisei, in order for him to make a chair. La'asos mehen safsal, and he makes some sort of bench. You know, chair is short, safsal is long, right? So he does not do what I asked him to do. Safsal va'asos mehen kisei, or I asked him to make a safsal, and he makes a chair. Rabbi Meir Omer nosin lo demei etza. Rabbi Meir says that the charash is kone the item b'shinoi, because he changed what it was supposed to be due. So he's calling the item b'shinai, and no sin lo, the charash gives to the balabayas, to me eitzav. He only gives him back the worth of the item that he had at Shasak Zela. Right, Rashi says, no sin lo to me eitzav, de kaninu b'shinai. Is a shinai here, and he's calling it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, im ha-shevach yosar la-yitziah, no sin lo yitziah, v'yitziah yosar la-shevach, no sin lo ha-shevach. Just like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is kones. He makes a knas on the Nagar. He doesn't want the carpenter to benefit from basically misappropriating the owner's wood, and therefore he says that the owner gets the finished product. And what does the owner have to pay? If the outlay of cash is greater than the increase in value in the item, then he just pays the outlay in cash. Or if the outlay in cash is less than the increase in volume, then he pays Then he pays whichever one is less, the increase in volume or the increase in value or the outlays of the monetary outlays of the carpenter. Moda Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's moda to Rabbi Yehuda in the following case, im nasan etzim lecharash, if he gave the wood to the carpenter, lasos man kisei no, veosim kisei kar, to make a nice chair, and it turns out it doesn't do such a good job, and it's ugly, right? Or safsal na safsal kar, and he makes it ugly. So there's no... There's no kinyan with the shinoi, because it wasn't really mishan. It's just sort of a subjective tasting about that. It's sort of subjective. Therefore, I will say, unless he gave him sort of diagram and he messed it up. So he messed it up. There, Reb Meir agrees that there's no that we don't say he's kona b'shinoi. Rather, the owner gets back the item, and the only thing he pays is the lesser of the increased value, or the monetary outlay of the carpenter, so that the carpenter doesn't benefit. But once there's a full-fledged shinoi, Rav Meir has no choice. In that case, Rav Meir says, I have no choice. There's a shinoi, he's a gazan, he's kone b'gzela, and he pays kashas, and you pay kashas ha-gzela. Okay. Iboiluhu. Yesh shevach simonim alatzemar, o ein shevach simonim alatzemar. Do we view the coloring, like when you color wool, do we view the color basically to be a tangible item or an intangible item? And can you separate that and say that the color is existence on its own? We'll see it in Nafkaminas in the Gemara. But do we view the color to be tangible or intangible? Right? Yes, shevach simanim al tzemer, o ein shevach simanim al hatzemer. Where's Rashi? Rashi says, yes, shevach. Klomar chazusa milzi ulav milzi. That's what he says. Is what you can see considered an item or not? So the Gemara says heichidami. So what's the case that we're dealing with that this question is going to arise? So ilema de gazal simanim v'daikinu v'terano v'tzavvehen, that the guy stole dye and then he crushed it and then he worked the dye and he soaked it in water. And then he takes that dye and he colors his clothing. And the suffix therefore is this simon, are these dyes ba'ein? And therefore he would have to return them to the owner. Or do we say that they're no longer here and he doesn't have to return them? What's shinui?
It's gotta be a shinui. If he stole the material.
He didn't steal the simon. He didn't steal the material. He stole the dye. He didn't steal the item.
Yeah, but he stole the makings of the dye.
The Gemara says, "Gazal simanim." He stole the dye,
and then he crushed it. It says, and then he processed it. That would be a shinui.
But is it? But so what? But is it still there? But so, yeah. First of all, it doesn't say anything in Simur. Rashi says, "Vitzava b'hen semer shelo." He stole him, and he colors his own clothing. Mi boilon. The question is, "Yeshvach simanim al semer." is there shvach siman al semar de chazusa milsehi, that it's in existence right now. But amrle havli simanai, and he say, give back pay me back the dye that you stole from me. So Gemara says, to answer your question, tepuglei mishum de kaninu bishinui, that he was kona bishinui. You have to. Well, that's the Pascal the Gemara is over here, that in that case you would have to pay for them, because it was, like you said, when you grind the dyes, you're already calling the machine, and of course you would have to pay for them, because you own them now, and now you have to pay back. So that can't be the question. So lo tzricha de gazal simanim shruyim. He stole a dyes that are already soaked. Sababahu. And then he uses those soaked dyes, they're complete already, to color one of his own clothes, his own items. So my yeshevach simanim al gabei tzemer. Do we say that there is considered that the tzemer is considered be'ein, and therefore the amrle havli simanim deshaklid nu, and therefore the nigzal can claim to the gazlan to pay him back the dye that's in his rishos. O dilma ein shevach simanim al gabei tzemer. The amrle less lachabai lomidi. Or does gazlan say, I don't have anything of yours? It's something here for me to give you back. Question is, whether you have to pay back the value? Probably, but he wants the item back. Right. So Amri, so they say the Gemara said, they said to Yeshiva, that can't be the suffix. The e ain shevach simanim al gabei tzemer. If we say that there is no shevach simanim al semer, meaning that the semer is not be'en, mi matzah Amri lay less lech gabei lomidi. Can he possibly say, I don't owe you anything? He can't say that. On Adarabba, namely, Havli Simanai Dasidino. The Nigzal can say, give me back the amount that you took from me. Meaning you took my dye, and then you used my dye to color your clothing. So now you've diminished the amount of dye that I have. So okay, give me back what I have, what's left over, and if you used all of it, give me back what you took. So you say, oh, so there's no shevach in the clothing. So you can't give me back from the clothing. So give me back dye. Give me back what I took, or pay me. Right? Or pay me. Rashi says, V'i ain't shevach, mi matzi amrle, less like a bible midi, bitmiya. Nihi nami de chazus lav nilsahi, le male havli simon, davasi de sinu, pay me for my loss. So Gemara says, ela lahachisa. This is what the suffix would be. If you say, ein shvach simon al gabei tzemer, that we say the simon are not considered be'ein, they're not here, uboy shlumile, and he has to pay him, O Dilma, or he can say, I mean, if there is no, we don't say there's a physical existence or a likely physical existence of the dye, so therefore, if we say that, then he has to pay him money, or pay him back on a different dye, it's the same thing as money. O Dilma, yeshevach simanim al gabei tzemer, or you can say, the dye is considered extant, and he says, you know what, I don't want to liquidate anything, I don't want to get any more money, here, take my clothing. The dye's in there, and in Hareshul Chalafanecha, you can have the clothing with the dye. Amrlei, Hamanach kamach, the simanim are here in the tzemer. Shaklinu, take them, and I'll be done with it. So, if we say that the dye is not be'en, he would have to pay him cash. If we say the dye is be'en, he can just get rid of him by giving him the dye product. Why he would do that, I don't know. Maybe the price, he didn't do such a good job, and it's not worth so much. But he doesn't want to trouble himself with going to the bank and getting cash. He just pays him back with the item at hand. That would be the suffix. So the Gemara says, shaklinu. The Gaza can tell the Nigzal that he can just take the item, right? But my Shaklini, what is he going to take with? He says bitzafun, safun aburi mi abar hashava lo avid. So in other words, Gemara says, like, what good is to give him back the clothing with the dye in it. He's not getting his dye back in the end. You say, oh, well, he could take the dye out. We mentioned before that you can wash the dye, right? The safon, the soap that we said. That you can wash the dye out. But Mara says the soap only removes the dye, meaning it colors it back to white. It doesn't extract it. It gets rid of it. So how are you getting the dye back? What are you getting if you're giving back the item? So Mara says, Ella, hacha b'mayeskinon. What are we dealing with over here? So we all the time now had said that he stole the dye and he was using it to color his own clothing. Now what he's doing is he's stealing the dye and the wool of the same person. He's stealing both items. He steals the dye, steals the wool, uses the same dye that he stole to color the same wool that he stole. Become a nihile litzemer, and now he has to return the wool. you have to return the wool also. So Yeshevach Siman Nogalba Tzemer Vekahamle Siman Vetzemer. Do we say that the dye is viewed to be extant and it's there, so when he returns the Tzemer, he's returning the dye as well? Or do we say, no, that it's not extant, it's not considered here. When he returns the wool, all he's doing is returning the wool. He's returning a colored wool. You probably have to figure out whether it's worth more or worth less. And he has to then pay for the dye, because the dye isn't here anymore. Does the dye basically lose its own physical existence when it becomes color? So the Gemara says, that's still not going to be a good case. So Amri, right, tepuk le de ayokar le nihili bidimei. You can pater the gazlan from a different perspective. Sort of hinted a moment ago that he doesn't have to pay the money for the dye because the yakalin hili b'demei kol makom, he has increased the value of the wool. He's now colored the wool. He's big assumption, but he's increased the value of the wool, and therefore when he pays back the wool, let's say the dye was worth assumption. Mar is that the wool plus dye equals dyed wool. It's the same thing. So if the dye was worth 100 and the wool was worth 100 and then he colors them together, the item is going to be worth 200. So when he returns him, he's paying him back everything that he took.
It's assumption. That
it is assumption.
That color.
That's an assumption
that
too. Right, but it doesn't matter about what he wants. It matters when he gets the value. Then he can monetize it. And then he can get it and he gets the money back. It doesn't matter, right? So that's what the Gemara says. That doesn't make a difference, because even if you say that the dye isn't extant, he's still paying him the cash value of the dye by giving him the colored wool. So then the Gemara says, Lo tzricha dizal tziva. The case would be where, Machlok, here we had to read it, but the case basically would be, well, we just read Rashi. Rashi gives an interesting case. Kiva Eger says, I don't know why Rashi did it, but he says, dizal tzivya, tzemer tzavua huzal ba'olam. It happens to be that the market price of colored or dyed wool dropped all over. The whole market dropped. So the increase in value is not going to equal the value of the dyed wool. Doesn't that no longer equals the value of dye and wool, right? Dye plus wool is greater than dyed wool now. Yeah. So by returning the wool, he's not returning him. Va'amrle nigzal, and the nigzal would say, Ani hayisi mocher simanim, I would have either sold the dye and made more money, or hayisi tzoveya beged, or I would have colored a different beged, v'achshav hisadatani dahalo hishbicho tzemer, and you caused me a loss, because you didn't increase the value of the tzemer. So basically, I mean, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, in the Gilyan Hashas, he asks a question, he says, V'tamua li demai tzrichi lezeh, v'amai lo omer b'pshitus, to huzlu simanim, you just say that the value of the simanim went down. I want to say the value of dyed wool. The same idea. The idea being is that no longer does the Gemara assumption of dye plus wool equal dyed wool. Now dye plus wool is greater than dyed wool, and now you're not returning anything. So the question then is that the question now is though. Right, so what's the question of the Gemara? So the Gemara then would be when you return the wool. Remember, I'm returning the wool and the simanim. I have to pay kishas like zela. So if the simanim is considered, if the dye is considered extant, even though the price went down, I'm still returning what I took. But if the dye is not considered extant, it's not here, then I owe you the difference, because I'm not returning you the dye, I'm only returning you the wool. That's right. That seems to be the Gemara's question now. And then the Gemara gives a different answer, which Yossi is not here to jump on me for. V'ibai is ema kigon shetzava buhu kofa. Seems to be saying, Rashi says, that he colored a monkey. Or the monkey colored it. Right, Rashi says, Inami, Reibai's Ema, did Savu Kufa, Gazal Kof. He stole a monkey. Right, Kof is a monkey. Visimanim, and wool. Vitsava Esa Kof. And he colors the monkey. Umachzirulo, and then returns it, Dilo Iyakrele. He doesn't increase the value of a monkey by coloring it. Right? Kupa shall nitzarim. Some say kupa with an aleph doesn't mean a monkey. It means a basket of reeds. That's the Aruch translation. Basically, he stole something, colored it. It's the same idea. The idea is when he colors it, what he colors does not increase in value. So now when he returns the item, he's returning the item, yes, but is he returning the color as well? So if you say there's yesh shvach simanim, then yes. And if you say ain't shvach simanim, then no. Tosfos points out another thing is that Salve Kupa could also be, is that what he did is he colored it the same way a monkey would color it. I mean, he did a really bad job. So there was no increase. So there's no increase in value. The idea all across the matter what is that there's no increase in value. So if you say that the die is considered extant, it doesn't matter if he's returned the die. If you say the die is not extant, then he's not returned the die and he has to pay him the difference.
It says over here Kupa means a wicker basket.
That's the Yesh Omrim I said. That's exactly what I quoted in Rashi. It's the sheet of the Aruch. The Ibai is, all right, Ibai is Eber, goes to Sava Bakopa. Ravina Amar, now Ravina says, no, this is the Suffolk. Hachel Maeskinon, Kigon, the Tzemer Dechad, Visimanim Dechad. The Tzemer belongs to, the wool belongs to one person, and the Simanim belong to another person. The Kaasi Kof, Vitzave Lahu Tzemer Bahanak Simanim. And a monkey comes and then colors the wool, the Reuven's wool, with Shimon's dye. Right, so if we say Yesh Shevach Siman Magabe Tzemer, if we view the Tzemer as being something that's extant, the Amrale Havle Simane de Gabach Ninhu. So the Baal HaSiman can go to the Baal HaTzemer. There's no one to obligate for the theft because some, you know, even the Kof or a Shor or somebody comes over and just spills it on. So now the question is: these two guys are fighting and they want to get their value. They want to extract their value. So. If we say the Shvach Simonim are in the Tzemer, so then the Amrle Havli Simonim the Gabech Ninu. Guy can say, give me my die back. Old Dilma ain't Shvach Simonim Gabech Tzemer, but Amrle less like a Baiklum. Or he can say, there's no, it's not existence. When it's not here anymore, it's just color and wool, it doesn't exist. I don't have to pay you back anything. I don't have anything of yours. I didn't steal anything. That's a question. It's not a question of theft. Someone came over, or something came over, and somehow your dye, your peanut butter, your dye got onto my wool. And now you want your dye back. And I say, I don't have your dye. Oh, it's right there in the wool. It doesn't count for anything. Right. Or do we say, no, you're right. The dye's in the wool. I have to pay you back. I'll give you back the dye.
Much more complicated what you had in the second person.
Yeah, but he's trying to get rid of all the ukimtas that we had before.
We're not taking into account the fact that the second person would say, I didn't want to die in my will in the first place.
But you're focusing so much on what I want, but I don't want. Bottom line is, what happened? What happened? I need to make somebody whole.
So he's okay. Got to be made whole also.
Why does he have to be made whole?
The guy with the wool?
He has colored wool now. It's a benefit. It's a benefit. So then sell it and get your money back. Who cares what he wants? Halachically, who cares? He has wool. He doesn't want it. So go sell it and buy yourself new wool.
Okay.
The other guy doesn't have the dye. Okay.
That's why the double post is much more complicated.
Yeah.
All right.
It's much more complicated that
way. Next, now we're going to talk about color. So we're going to talk about color when it comes to Isurei Hana. So Toshma. It's a Mishnah in Orla. First Mishnah in the third parak of Orla. Beged shetzivao biklipe Orla. So basically, what a guy does is he takes the fruits of the orla, somehow, and he makes color out of the fruits, and he colors his clothing. Now, orla, remember, is asar b'hana. So, what's going on here? Now, he uses the color; he colors it with orla. So, the Mishnah says yidalek, you have to burn it. So, the Gemara says alma chazusa milsehi. You see from here that it's still extant. The chazusa, seeing it, that was the question we had to begin with. The chazusa is milsehi; it means something because if the color is not really considered extant, why do you have to burn it? Why is it asar b'hana? It's nothing. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, no, Orla is different. Orla is different. Orla is more Chumra. There's a custom. Amar Rava, when it comes to Orla, Hana halnira la'inayim asra Torah. Even Hana that's only visible, even though it's not tangible, it's just visible, that's still going to be asra by Orla. Kidasanya, learning a Brisa. So the Pasuk says by the Orla, it says, well, what's the full Pasuk? Quote the full Pasuk. Arelim lo yeyachel is what he's quoting. I want to have the full lesson. Right. The chisavo el aretz, come to the land, unet hatem kol etz machal, you plant any tree that has fruit, v'arla sem arla so es per yo, shalosh shanim yeyachem arelim lo yeyachel. So they have the word arla tem, arla, arelim, so arelim lo yeyachel, which is extraneous, because we already know that it's arla, ainli ela israchila. I only know that it's asher b'achila. Minayin shalo yenu mimenu. How do I know that I can't even get better from it? Shalo v'lo yitzba bo, and you can't use it to color. V'lo yadlik bo s'ner, and I can't use it to light a candle, even though we say oftentimes that if something it's hana as it burns, if it's no longer there, you can get hana from it. Talmud lomar v'arlo tem, arlo so, esper yo, arelim lo yachel. Three times. So it's just very inclusive. Larabos as kulam. That comes to include all types of isser hana, even hana from something that's not tangible.
Now, that's complicated because the pasuk end off the lo yachel. Lo yachel should be on everything else.
So, but that's why he says that it's or that or, it and says arelim lo yachel is what the Gemara uses as the isser achila.
I understand that.
But then there's arlotem or laso, all these things above. So that's also that's inclusive of all the other items. So Tashma, so the Gemara now brings a raya from a mission that deals with Shvita. So Tashma, Beged Shetzivao Beklipe Shvis Yidalek. So clothing that's colored with Shvis produce, then you would say is you have to burn it as well. Fine. So Gemara seems to say that the what you see is if it's tangible. Because if it wasn't tangible, you wouldn't view this as davar shebe'ein, and why would it just have to be burned? Why would it have to be burned anyway? Shvius is not asar b'hana. Okay, so...
They don't want you to get involved.
I guess, but... Okay, so Shani Hasam. So the Gemara says there it's different. The Amakra, the pasuk there says, right, full pasuk is, ki yovel hi kodesh tihiyeh, lachem in asadeh, tochlu as tuasa. The word tihiyeh, the drasha is, behav yasa tihiyeh. The peros of Shvius are always extant, no matter how they are, when they go to the money, when they go here, they're always extant, and therefore they are, it maintains its status of Shvius, even in the clothing. Tosafot Beit Peretz asks an interesting question. He says, well, why don't we just now have Shnei Ksuvim B'Bayin Ke'echad? And Shnei Ksuvim B'Bayin Ke'echad, Eim Alamdim. I have a pasuk when it comes to Orla, I have a pasuk when it comes to Shvita. Only there do we say that the dye is considered extant, and everywhere else you don't learn from it. Shnei Ksuvim B'Bayin Ke'echad, Eim Alamdim. Because if it was going to be a full-fledged, we always said, if it's going to be a full-fledged limud, you only have to mention it once. Mentioning it twice shows me only in these two particular cases, nowhere else. So Tesor Beit Peretz says that Orla and Shvius, you wouldn't learn from each other. Because you would say that they're different things. Shemitah has a chumrah in that it's usher, and Shemitah has a chumrah that's tofes. That all the items, that like that the Shemitah is tofes in the...
You can't eat Orla.
You can't eat Orla.
Correct, but Shemitah stuff.
Right, but when it comes to Shemitah, it has a Chumrah, and that the Kedushah is Tofes all the way down. You sell it, it goes onto the money. You switch it, it goes here. So they each have different Chumrahs, so you won't be able to learn one from another, otherwise it's not, therefore it's not Shnei Ksuvim Habayin Ke'echad. Okay. So now, in the continuation of this idea of Chazusa Milzahi, Rava asks that he thinks this is a stira as to whether or not the visibility of the dye is considered tangible or not. So Rava Rami, which is interesting, we'll see in a second. Tanan, the Mishnah of Orla says, Beged Shetzivao Orla Yidalek. Therefore, Ama Chazusa Milsi. You see that Chazusa, dying is tangible, which is interesting because Rava is the one who answered the question. He just answered that Orla is different. That's why people say change the gear, so it can't be Rava, because why is Rava trying to ask from that? He already answered that Orla is different. So Rava, right, Toso says, Tema, Taha Rava, Shani Lael, Shani Orla, Dixive Kra, May Hasan Lo Yafinan, the Imkain, My Parach, Orla Atuma. So he says, Venir Kisvarm, Degarsim Lael Rava, the E Garis Rava, Yishlom Dikhiyuhu. You could say it's Rava or Rava is now just learning and he's giving. But it's interesting to see that. And of course, there's going to be different stages in the learning. Like first, this is not chronological. Maybe this isn't what he had the question at first, and only later on he got the answer, and that's what we see previously. So, Rava Rami Begish Tzvah Beklipa Yoli Yidalek Amah Chazusa Milsehi. Or immediately the following case: Revius Hadam. So, Revius of blood that comes out from a dead body. The din is that it's Matamah Oil. Like Revius Adam, only coming out from a dead body. Dam that comes out from a live body is not Metame, but after the person's dead and a Revius Adam comes out, that Revius Adam is considered like part of the body, and if it's in the house, it's Metame of Oel, anything that's in there. But, so it says, Revius Adam, Shenivla Babayis Habayis Tame, La Amrilat Bayis Tar. So we have a Revius Adam that gets absorbed into the ground of the house. So one part says, one statement says that all the kelim in the house are tamei, and some say it's tahor. And the Gemara says, lo pligi, and it's not a machlokas. Ha be kelim de havu meikara, ha be kelim de aslu lusof. It depends on which kelim we're talking about. If the kelim were in the house before the blood gets absorbed into the ground, those kelim are tamei. But once the blood gets absorbed into the ground, and then you bring in other kelim, assuming they don't touch anything else, other kelim, then there's no tumah of oil anymore. So that sometimes it's tahor, sometimes it's tameh. Depends on when you brought the kelim in.
Why does it bring this thing? What does it have to do with
we'll get to it? Because we're trying to look at, right? Nivla bixus, because it's absorbed in the ground. So we're trying to figure out whether things are color. Color is considered tangible or not. Blood is red. So we're going to see in a moment. So more than says, the continuation of the, I guess this brisa, is this a brisa? I don't even know where this is from. He says, Nivla bixus, if a revius adam is absorbed into clothing, and therefore it's absorbed. So you see the red, but it's absorbed in. You can't pull it out, but it's in there. Roim, we check, im miskabeses haksus, biyotse mimen revius adam. If I would wash the shirt, and a revius adam would come out, right? Timea. So what happens is the revius adam gets absorbed into a shirt. The shirt's in the house. So how do we know if there's actually a revius adam here, or not? So if you can soak it out and get a revius adam, then everything in the house is tummy because you have a revius adam. The imlav tahora, and if not, it is tahor. So Rashi says the imlav tahor. Look at Rashi; it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 8, 9 lines down where they get in the short lines. The imlav tahor habayis. If you can't extract a revius of dam, if you wouldn't be able to, it would be Tosas goes through the whole process how you do it. Shelo heil al revius. It's not because you weren't in an ol with revius. Shekvar chaser behivel obiksus because it's already missing. You don't have a full revius because it's already absorbed in the clothing. Avalaksus tamei. The clothing itself is tamei. She tchilas negia revius mitzumso nitma because it touched the revius adam. The question is whether or not that revius adam. I guess then when you put it into the house, well, there's still a revius adam there. The katani mios, here Marcel, if nevertheless it states, the imlav tahor. If not, it's tahor. Af al gav di chazusa de revius ikos, you can still see it, right? Shadam shenisha bebeged. Sheiya shal esochto nir lano bebeged. Alma chazusa lav milsa. You can't get it out. The clothing's there. The blood is there. You can wash it out later. But right now, we're saying only if you could extract a revius adam. We know revius adam went in. So you can see revius adam in the clothing. So if color counts, it's considered tangible. Why do you say it's only tummy if you can re-extract that revius adam? It should be that it's right there. It's extant in the clothing.
When you talk about tumah is one thing, color is a different thing.
No, but you're saying that why is tumah one thing, color a different thing? No. So the Gemara sort of answers your question. That sort of goes that route. But
excuse me, you don't know if you have a revius adam if you don't squeeze it out.
Right.
So if you're saying
well, but why should you have to squeeze it out? I know revius adam went into the item of clothing, and I can see the blood in the clothing. Why does it now depend on whether or not I can re-extract the revius?
Because you don't know how much was absorbed.
I know exactly revius adam went into the clothing. A guy dies outside. A revius adam goes into the clothing. That item of clothing now goes into a house. I know there's a revius adam in there. The Gemara says it only becomes tummy if I would be able to extract the revius completely from the clothing. Why? The revius adam is there. Because
right.
I can see it. Must mean that just because you can see it, it's not tangible. I can only...
Tumas boleted.
What?
Because it's tumas boleted. So what?
What does that mean?
It's a tumor can now get is absorbed and it's tumor should be tahoim.
Tumor tahoim.
You changed the status of the tumor.
Why?
Because it's been absorbed now.
But it's there. If you say that it's, if you say it's, if you say, if you, exactly, if you say the blood is there, if you say the blood is there, the blood is there. Who cares where the blood is? If the blood splattered on the wall, the blood's still there. So the blood splattered into the clothing. The blood's, it's still there. But obviously you see, so here you see that we don't, we're saying that you're saying that the blood is not considered there. The blood is not considered there.
But it's absorbed, it's there, just absorbed in the shirt.
That's exactly the question. It's because it's absorbed and all you see is the color, is it considered there or not? The Mishnah is saying that it's not really considered there, it's only considered there if you would be able to extract the revius. If you can't extract the revius, it's not there. But why? I know there's a revius in there, it's sitting right there. You say, Chasus Alav Milsi. So it seems to be a stira between the Mishnah and Orla and the statement regarding the blood. So Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, no, this case is different. Mikule revius shanukan bedam tvusa derabanan. Here we're talking about a different type. It makes it kimta that this mishnah is dealing with a revius adam that has that we're making on. It's only metamim derabanan because it's bedam tvusa derabanan. What's dam tvusa? Dam tvusa is we kill somebody. It happens often times, and before he dies, he starts bleeding. Yeah. We don't know for sure whether or not. We don't know which blood this is.
That's not the same blood?
No.
Doesn't matter. Dam is only tam mitame if it's dam that comes from the mace. Process doesn't mean he's dead yet.
It's two different bloods.
He's in process of dying. So it's two different bloods. So if the blood is from, so we say it's tame. We say it's tame. But if we have any sveikos, we're going to say it's. We're going to say it's. It's a huge assumption. They're both making big ol' kimti here.
We have no choice.
Right, mi d'oraisa, you're not mitame in this case, because it's only misafik, whether or not this was dam mace or not. We're assuming it's dam mace, except when we have problems. Right. Then we'll assume not. I'm already showing a mace. Wait a second. First of all, should this be a suffix the raisa l'chumra?
Yeah.
Number two, if is this a rosh hasharabim or rosh hasayachid? The halacha is by tumah, suffix tumah rosh hasayachid is tame, suffix tumah rosh hasharabim is tar. So,
no, it's only make a difference
by Olo
anyway.
Yeah, this is by
Olo. I'm saying, but that's
what
I know.
What?
Only makes a difference by Olo.
So therefore, it's Safek Tumah versus Siyachid, and it should be Tameh. So what are you coming on to this?
Right.
It's the Rabbanon.
Right.
I don't understand. I personally don't understand. It violates the rules. You're telling me it's Dam Tvus, it's only Mitameh the Rabbanon.
He's not asking for Halachic Shiloh. The halacha is
right, but he's saying that we're dealing with a case here. We could be makel here because this is only Tumah d'Rabbanan. Right. And what Mr. G is asking is this isn't Tumah d'Rabbanan. According to the rules, this is Tumah d'Oraisa.
But
it is.
It's in the house.
It's a suffix in the house.
In the house.
Suffix tumor, so sayachid is tamed. That's all. That's midoraisa. That's what we learn. Suffix tumor, so sayachid, midoraisa is tamed.
And his answer is going to be.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's interesting. And Marcel's question is valid too. That it maybe why are you comparing Tumah to Orla? Maybe they're different rules. I mean, Dama Dama Din Ladin. I think Mr. G's question is valid. Also, what are you doing with it? It's according to the rules. It's right. I'm not sure.
I have one more question. Isn't it tangible because the Beged itself is still Tame? So isn't there? I mean, by Oel it's different, but it's still
right. So the Beged is Tame. So if something touches the beged, whatever the beged can transmit, it will. But me didn't the beged, but the beged's not metame ba'ol. Only the dam is metame ba'ol.
Right, but the beged itself is still affected.
The beged's affected. The beged's clearly affected because it got touched by Revi's Anam.
Right.
So it's tame. So it's going to be a rishon. So what can a rishon? If a person touches it, it doesn't become tame, right? Because a person doesn't come.
No, it might be tame ba'ol because if you have the shear. Even though it's absorbed already.
When has it tame oil?
You have the blood, the heavy blood soaked garment.
Right.
In the middle of the.
But the beged only.
We're assuming yes.
The only thing that's with tame oil is the mace itself. The beged does not create too much oil.
The blood
is considered a mace.
Correct.
Right.
But the beged's not considered a mace.
But you have the 100% the amount.
But that's the question that Gemara is asking. That's the question that Gemara is asking.
But what
David's asking is just with the beged itself. The beged itself is clearly tame. It's clearly tame. If something else touches the beged, if it's something that the beged can transmit tumah to, it will be tame. The question over here is though: is the beged with the blood going to be tame? Everything in the house midin tumas oil.
Well, why not?
Because the blood's not there.
That's the beged.
Because it's in the beged.
Because
it's not considered. It's not considered tangible.
We're going in a big circle.
Of course, you're going in a circle. That's exactly the point. Because you have two tzadim. You have two tzadim over here. If the blood is considered tangible, and the beged in the blood is considered tangible, then the house is matamit tumas oel. If the blood in the beged is not considered tangible, then the house is not matamit tumas oel.
Hence the
beged itself. Rashi said the beged itself is clearly tamit.
Hence how we're bringing the comparison.
It's considered tangible for coloring, is not considered tangible for tumor.
That's your going to answer.
Yes.
What's your source?
Archrov.
What's your source? Okay.
Well, what number?
So the Gemara then says the following. Gemara asks the following question. Now, since we're dealing with steerers that Rava asks, that's why they changed the girsa prior to Rava, because now we have another steerer that Rava asked. So it's clear this is Rava, and the previous answer was given by was Rava.
So who told you this has to be a chronological?
Correct. So Rava asked another steer between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Tanan, I don't see what the big deal between a steer between a Mishnah and a Braisa is. You see, it's different cheetahs, it would save all the time. But okay, because a Stam Mishnah is not the same thing as a Stam Braisa, right? Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. Stam Braisa is Rav Yehuda. Right? So I don't. Okay. So Rava Rami, Tanan learned the Mishnah in Shvius. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Okay, the Kedusha Shvius is noeg on things that grow from the ground that can be eaten by a person Roy for fodder, eaten by an animal, or also can be used for coloring. That's also something. So the Mishnah says, Mimin hatsovim, things that you can use to color, seviche satim vikotze. So what are these things? Things you can use to color, which are seviche or aftergrowth. So seviche satim and vikotze. There are these two types of grasses, I guess, that you can use. That you can use for dyes. Yeah, I'll ask, what is the, how does the article translate those things?
What's
okay, so two items, two materials, I think my translation is better. Two materials, less confusion. Two materials that are used for coloring. Yesh lahen shvius. So these svichim themselves have the kedusha shvius. You can't do business with them. Ve demeyem shvius. And if you did sell them, which you're not supposed to do, but if they were sold, the kedusha transfers on to the money, right? Yesh lehen bior, they also the concept of the bior. Once all these are gone from the field, whatever you have in your house, you have to destroy. Shas bior, vila demayin bior. And if they're all gone and you have money from them, you also get rid of the money. Alma, you see from here, apparently, etzim yesh behemishim kedusha svius, growths. We always thought that svius only applies to fruit, to peros. Here we're seeing that growths, trees, branches have this concept of shvius. Rimini will ask the stira from a brisa in Masecha Sukkah. Says over there, alei kanim, which I think means the leaves of reeds, alei gifanim, the branches of the vine, shegibbon b'chava pnei asadeh. So you gathered them, and it seems to me that you gathered them in order to store them for uses during the winter. You want to use them for firewood. So you gather all these branches, you want to use them for firewood in the winter. Sometimes these things, Rashi points out, sometimes these things are eaten, sometimes these things are used for firewood. So here, I gathered them in order to use them for firewood. So Gemara says, likon la'achila, if you had gathered them for the eating purposes, to consume them for eating, yesh behem yishum kedusha shvius, then they would have kedusha shvius. La'etzim, if you gathered them for wood, then eim behem yishum kedusha shvius. You see from here that there is no kedusha shvius be'etzim. So the steer between the two Tanaitic sources. Umashani, and we answered as follows. Now, Amr, there's nothing to do with what we were doing before. It's a tangent, just because we're asking stiros, that Rava was asking stiros between Brisos and Mishnayos. And Rava answers that there is no stira here. Granted that Shemitah or Shvius only applies to produce, to fruit products. Because Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, V'haisha Shabbos lechem le'achla, b'mi she'anaso ubi'iro shavin, yatsu etzim, Shen ha'anasan bi'iran. The only thing that's asr b'shemitah is something where you get the benefit as you are consuming it. Right? You have utility during the consumption. But when it comes to etzim, you don't. Because the idea with the etzim was, and Rashi points out, the idea with the etzim is that they didn't cook on the fire. They cooked on the coals. So they cooked on the embers. They burnt the etzim. And then when they got a hot ember and hot coals, then they would cook on it. So you're not getting the utility while it's being consumed. Because first it gets consumed by it gets burnt up, and then you use it. Then you use it to cook. So the etzim are not the
fire starter. The etzim.
No, not a fire starter. I'm saying that the etzim are used to create the coals. To create the coals, and the coal and gone. And the coals is what you cook with. So you're not getting hana directly from the etzim. As the Gemara then says, but what about the ha'ika etzim de mishkan? We have the etzim of mishkan. These are the hanason ubi'iron shavin. These are some sort of etzim that they did use for the fire. They kind of use it for a torch. They use it for a torch. They would light it and then use it to light. So therefore, you're getting hana as it burns.
Because oily wood.
Okay, wonderful. And you're using it for what?
Can be lit. Used as a torch for light.
Thank you. Okay, the hanason ubi'iron shavin. So the hana takes place at the same time as the biur. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, no, that's no problem over there. Stam etzim l'hasaka hein omdin. Most etzim are used for burning and to create the cooking. Rashi says v'lo l'ha'ir. Right, look at that. Rashi hilkach etzim ninhu u'me'ikara lo chalo shvius. So therefore, they're considered etzim, and there's no shvius. What about those svichim that were branches that we said that they do have shmita? Avas svichei satim stam mitzvia. That the default usage is for coloring. Hilkach chal alayu kedusha v'asir la'achar avir aflehesing. Therefore, they have the kedusha shvius, and they're not going to use them at all after the shvius. But alei kanim gufanim, and when it came to alei gufanim and the things that we said before, in the Gemara and Sukkah that you collected these things. If you collect them for firewood, then it's no Kedusha Shvias. If you collect them for food, then there is Kedusha Shvias. We just said that the default is that it's to firewood. So there's no default. Some use for one, some use for the other. So if you have a product where the default is to be used for cooking and therefore la sukkah, that's not going to be the Kedusha Shvias because you don't have the utility during the consumption. If it's an item that's going to be used while the utility is going to be while you consumed, then you're going to have a problem with Shvias. When it comes to the Alei Kanim, Lei Gefanim, it's 50-50. So it all depends on what your intent was. If your intent was for the firewood, then it's not going to be Kedusha Shvias. If your intent was to use it as peiros for achila, not cooking. Use it for achila, right? Rashi says, "Stam eitz masak omli hin omdim." Right. Rashi says, "Sorry, hilchach va'alei kanim gufanim yesha ochen osam v'yesha masikin osam hilchach baser machshavas likita aznidin." We go according to what your intention was when you grabbed it. If you gathered it to use it for the fire and to use it to cook, then there's no kedusha shvias. If you gather to eat them, then there is kedusha shvias. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.
Have we finished the sugya of proving?